Good Monday morning, beloved. Again, it is truly my pleasure to be able to begin my week together with each of you in the Word of God. Today we are in John chapter 1. We'll be reading verses 35 through 51. And the testimony of John the Baptist leads his disciples to follow Jesus, and they spend the day with him. And Jesus goes to Galilee and calls Andrew, Simon, Peter, Philip, and Nathaniel to follow him. And as we begin this week together on this beautiful Monday morning, God's saving word for us today is joy. So let's begin reading John chapter 1, beginning at verse 35. The next day, John was standing there again with two of his disciples, and when he saw Jesus walking by, "There's the Lamb of God," he said. And the two disciples heard him say this, and they went with Jesus. And Jesus turned and saw them following him, and he asked, "What are you looking for?" They answered, "Where do you live, Rabbi?" And the word rabbi means teacher. "Well, come and see," he answered. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so they went with him and saw where he lived, and they spent the rest of that day with him. One of them was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, and at once he found his brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which means the Christ. Then he took Simon to Jesus. And Jesus looked at him and said, "Your name is Simon, son of John, but you will be called Cephas. This is the same as Peter," and it means a rock. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee, and he found Philip and said to him, "Come with me." Philip was from Bethsaida, the town where Andrew and Peter lived. So Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one whom Moses wrote about in the book of the law, and whom the prophets also wrote about. He is Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth." "Well, can anything good come from Nazareth?" Nathanael asked. "Well, come and see," answered Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, he said about him, "Here is a real Israelite. There is nothing false in him." And Nathanael asked him, "Well, how do you know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you when you were under the fig tree before Philip called you." "Teacher," answered Nathanael, "you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus said, "Do you believe that just because I saw you when you were under the fig tree? How you will see much greater things than this." And then he said to them, "I'm telling you the truth. You will see heaven open and God's angels going up and coming down on the Son of Man." And today's key verse is John chapter 1, verses 41, John writes, "And at once Andrew found his brother Simon and told him, 'We have found the Messiah.'" You know, beloved, there are a lot of different ways that Jesus reveals himself to us. He spends our whole lifetime revealing himself to us. Sometimes we catch on, we get the message when we're very young. Sometimes we're a little bit older, sooner or later, understanding, that enlightenment comes through that Jesus is the Son of God. Each one of the disciples had to come to that conclusion on their own, because it would be on their own, with the help of God, that they would have to stand through some pretty interesting times. And so it's important for us not just to know about Jesus, but to truly know him. Amen? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are the Messiah, the Son of God, and the King of Israel. Thank you for calling me to follow you. Guide my thoughts, actions, and steps this day. In your name I pray. Amen. Okay, our Monday morning together has come to an end. Join me tomorrow. We'll be in Luke chapter 2, where Jesus is presented in the temple. And so, until tomorrow, my dearest friends, may God's greatest blessings be yours. We'll see you tomorrow.